It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Fraser Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
Good evening, folks. Good evening, folks. Joel Bennett here at the GRC Arena. Along with me, Bobby Baldwin. We've got high school basketball coming your way. It's boys action tonight. The 19-1 record GRC Cardinal boys team, the reigning Kentucky High School State Sweet 16 state runner-up the year prior, the state champion. They put on the line tonight a 36-game winning streak against a Franklin County Flyer team that comes in here with a record of 13 and 7. The Franklin County all-time against GRC, the record 35 wins for GRC, 25 for Franklin County. They played that many ball games, recently resurrecting a series last year. It was GRC winning at Franklin County 84-48, and that game was arranged. Head coach Josh Cook was, I guess he had worked out a deal, Bobby, with Jonathan Moore, who has been on the bench with him the year prior, and Moore had the head coaching job at Franklin County, and I guess you get a home and home.
Got a home and home, and yet, unfortunately, Coach Moore left, and they have a new coach this year, and yet, game scheduled, game here, we're going to be ready to call it.
Sure will, and last year that Franklin County team ended up 11-18. This year, again, 13-7, as Bobby mentioned, no longer is Jonathan Moore at the throttle there. It's going to be head coach Anthony Bergeron. Bergeron is in his first year. This is the third head coach for Franklin County in the past four seasons. So, Bobby, we've talked about continuity. That seems to be more the case than not. A lot of turnover in coaching. I mean, sometimes you'll play some of these teams that have long-time coaches, but more often than not, we see turnover.
Well, that's, as you said, the nature of the beast,
nature
so
the beast,
to speak,
yeah,
at this time, and yet he's got this squad from an 11-18 record, albeit with probably better players this year, but he's won almost twice as many as he's lost at 13-7, so not really bearing down on the schedule. That could have a little bit to do with it, but it could be that he might be getting more out of his troops this year
as well. I think the latter's the case. They've won two in a row. They had a one-point win over Scott County at the Gary Moore Classic at home, and then they had a blowout win over rival Western Hills. When you look at what they've been able to put together, they strung together at one time seven wins in a row. They had a great Capital City Holiday Tournament. They went up there and then played, it would appear, to have won the Mercer County Holiday Classic, winning a double overtime game against the host school. And so this Franklin County team, they can play some basketball. They last won the 41st District Tournament in the 2020-21 season. Over the past 10 full seasons, Franklin County, they've been to the 11th region tournament, and that's a tough region, six times. They went three times as a runner-up, three times as a district champ. Nine of those 10 seasons were under, again, a longtime coach, Tony Wise, who is no longer there. We have 10 and a half minutes away from tip-off. Crowd still filtering in. Both teams down on the floor going through the warm-ups. We've got head coaches and team captains at midcourt with the officials. All those elements adding up to high school basketball. It's coming your way right here on WWKY. 2 minute break. We'll return after these messages.
Wellness is a choice. So when moments matter, you need compassionate care and clinical experience that's close to home. Choose Clark Regional Medical Center. From emergency care to welcoming your newest family member, Clark is here. Here for you, your family, and your community. So choose caregivers who will see you as family. Choose treatment you can rely on. Clark knows you have a choice. Choose well. See what makes Clark the right choice for you at clarkregional.org.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs and activities for all ages. From youth programming to adult fitness to aquatics, they have something of interest for everyone. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs that enhance the health, wellness, and quality of life. Check them out on Facebook or on their website at winchesterparksandrec.org.
At Traditional Bank, our business is growing yours. That's why we combine smart technology to manage your everyday banking needs with really smart people to back it up. Our local team helps you see beyond today and plan for a greater tomorrow, offering support the whole way through. We champion your vision, guide your growth, and back your dreams. When it comes to your business, who you bank with matters. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
George Rogers Clark High School basketball. It's the boys' action this evening as the Cardinals will take on the Flyers of Franklin County High School. Franklin County, again, an enrollment somewhere around 960 students. And again, overall, a 35-25 record. GRC has wins over Franklin County. Franklin County comes in 13-7. We were talking about the Flyers. Let's talk about the Cardinals. GRC comes in here 19-1. They have won now, looks like, 9 in a row as far as this winning streak that they currently have going on. 36 straight wins at the GRC Arena. And is the team that good, Bobby? Evidently they are.
Well, they're that good given the competition they played, and considering the fact that they had one or two games during that stretch that they really, really had to work hard to pull out at the end. And credit goes to the coach, the players, and the effort and intensity at crunch time.
You know, harken back, going back to the state championship years and all, I mean, we had a lot of running clocks and all. The competition's gotten better, and GRC's had to revamp, and but, hey, the wins are still coming.
Well, the wins are coming, and as far as the running clock is concerned, the parity is a little bit tighter, so to speak, but Coach is using his bench a little bit differently this year.
I agree.
Compared to years past where he may have really let things go for almost the entire first half, he's used 7, 8, 9 players in that first half trying to build his depth a little bit, and consequently maybe not the number of extravagant wins as we've had in the past.
But you know, the coaching style has still translated into a good player development. Go back to Rayshon Hampton, yeah, working in as the sixth man. He had a great state tournament, two of them. Coach Cook, like you said, I think he's using his personnel a little differently. The Cardinals, number one ranked as far as the 10th region go. They have the highest ranking in the RPI and also in the polling. If you look at some of these polls, the Cardinals, they come in the top 25. They are ranked 21st as far as the Dave Cantrell Lexington Herald leader rankings. When you look at the RPI, GRC is number 7 overall. The RPI has Great Crossing at number 1 with a record of 22-1. North Odlum, 19-2. They are number 2. Harlan County, 21-2. Newport, who's coming off an All-A state tournament championship, Newport High School, they're number 4, Lexington Catholic 5. Lyon County, who have been in the top 3, they dropped down to number 6 after they went out, went to the Final Four in the Class A state tournament. Trinity, at DuPont Manual, Woodford County. So GRC comes in there at number 7, right behind Lyon County. So number 7, number 21, I guess you could put us somewhere in the middle there.
Well, somewhere.
Realistically.
But the key to it is that it's all irrelevant. It gets down to what happens starting about February 24th or 5th. And depending on how the draw goes, if you can get to the Sweet 16, it's anybody's game.
That's true, and you got to get out of the district. You got to get to the region and play in that state tournament. GRC, as far as a school, information furnished to me by one guy I'm looking at right here, Mike Bear Rogers. Bear says GRC, 2,100 wins right on the nose for in 109 seasons of playing high school basketball. 2,100 wins, 1,010 losses in 109 seasons.
Well, I tell you what, that's great, and yet you can attribute a lot of those late ones to the young man we have on the bench right now because he's picked up a bunch in a hurry.
Sure is. 209 wins for head coach Josh Cook. He's 209-46, so a win tonight, if he's fortunate enough to get it, would put him at 210 victories. Overall, Coach Cook, 324 wins versus only 89 defeats. So he's winning here at GRC at about an 82% clip. Whenever he's coaching a game, 82% of the time, GRC has won since he's been here in 8 seasons. So in the 8 seasons, we've had 4 regional titles in a row. GRC is a school, they've had 11 in the history of the school. We'll take another 2-minute break when we come back. More pregame right here on WWKY.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a 4-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sports side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with 2 new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your venture. Start your venture at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Tired of being put on hold for minutes on end? Want to speak to a person instead of a machine? Want your pharmacist to know you by name when they see you? At HCA, they take your health care personally, and they value your time and your business. They will work with you to make your health the best it can be. Their patients love that they know them by name and that they can call them at any time, day or night, if needed. HCA is locally owned and operated, and they look forward to earning your business and proving that they're big enough to serve, but small enough to care.
George Rogers Clark Cardinal boys team with a 19-1 record. They're perfect in the region, therefore they are perfect and undefeated in the district. Both teams heading to their benches. Franklin County Flyers come in here. The Flyers were the record of 13-7 overall. They're 7-3 in the very tough 11th region. They are 4-2 in the 41st district. They've got a first-year head coach, and they get ready to go as they take on GRC. The Cardinals with a 36-game winning streak in a row here in this GRC arena. We will take another two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups, tip-off, game action, all that coming up right here on your home for GRC Sports, WWKY, back in a couple of minutes.
Home and auto insurance from Kentucky Farm Bureau. They just go together. They go together like grandmas and cookies, like suits and ties, like stars and stripes, like rhythm and blues, like country and western, like puppies and chewed up sneakers. We've all been there, am I right? Save when you bundle your home and auto insurance. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Brown County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the Old Liquor World Building. See store for details.
Boys high school basketball right here at the GRC Arena. GRC Arena. We're going to bring it to you right now. Let's go to the public address for tonight's starters.
Players. At guard, a 6'2 senior, number one, Noah Souders. At forward, a 6'3 junior, number four, Broderick Redden. At guard, a 5'9 junior, number 11, Andre Chenault. At forward, a 5'10 senior, number 12, Xavier Taylor. And at guard, a 5'9 senior, number 23, Dory Trahan. And now, for your George Rogers Clark Cardinals! Head coach Josh Cook enters tonight's contest with a record of 19 wins and only one loss. He will be starting the following. At guard, a 5'11 senior, number 3, Rayshon Hampton. At guard, a 5'9 sophomore, number 5, Malachi Hesford. At forward, a 6'5" freshman, number 11, Montez Gay. At forward, a 6'2" senior, number 12, J.P. Gaines. And at guard, a 6'2" senior, number 13, Breland Morrison. Good luck to both teams.
We've had the starters announced. We get ready for basketball as the lights come back up here in the beautiful GRC Arena. This has been home for the Cardinals 36 straight, Bobby, right here. Well, going to start this one with a technical foul. I'm looking at the book. It doesn't seem to be a uniform number, so maybe the official caught somebody dunking in warm-ups or something. Ashford makes a free throw.
No explanation from the PA announcer, so we are in the dark.
As I said, as the lights come up. So that's
prophetic.
Kind of the way we go with it. But anyway, the Cardinals are going to start with possession of the ball and a two-point lead. Man-to-man by Franklin County. A backdoor pass to Hampton. Cut off there by Souter. And they back out to Ashford in the paint. Shovels it out to Gaines. Left side of the circle. Ashford takes it back. Chenault on him. Man-to-man by Franklin County. GRC runs a little bit of the weave. Pop out Gaines. Reverse it. Left side Morrison. Running the baseline is Hampton. Didn't get it. Ashford makes himself available. Moving on Trahan. Lost his balance. Over to Morrison. He likes the three. Shot the wing three and it's missed. And coming away with the rebound, Franklin County. In the front court, high post pass to Redden. Redden, they list him at 6'3". Looks to be about 6'5". Turnover, though. A steal. Ashford on a run out. Got it at the rim.
Montez got the loose ball on the tip and was able to get it ahead for the deuce. There's a block.
Here's a block shot on a three attempt over there by Franklin County. Souders, who's played one game that we have on record, and scored 17. But Morrison elevates and scores on the other end.
Offense created by the defense.
Cards out 6-0 up here early. Redden bluffs the shot, got Gay airborne, didn't go around him. Throw it out to Chenault, trying to get room. No space available. Ashford all over him. Redden now gets it to Chenault. They switch off. Gay's got him. Montez looking over his shoulder. Mismatch, and Franklin County comes away with a loose ball. Here's a three by Chenault. It's a knuckleball, no rotation. Gaines with a rebound for GRC. Bounce pass to Ashford. Malachi looking, trailing is Hampton. He didn't get it. Now he's got it. Quickly over to Gay. Ball fake, driving in. Leave it for Gaines. Stolen there by Chenault. Chenault in a run out, puts it up. Hampton blocked his shot. And Rayshon hit the deck hard, but he bounced right back up.
Excellent defense on both ends that time.
Franklin County yet to score in the first 2 minutes of play. They've got the ball out of bounds underneath their goal. They float it out there. Gaines got a steal. Took it away. Lead pass to Hampton. At the rim, reverse layup, not there. And I believe it'll be Xavier Taylor with the foul. And he's got the look of innocence on him, but the official trailing right there says, you got him, son.
Rayshon blew in there strong for that one. Got hammered.
At the line for
palms upward, had that look of innocence, like, you know, me? I got him? Yes. We're going to put him on the line. Rayshon shooting almost 85% from the foul line on the season, last year's team leader as well percentage-wise, and he knocks down the free throw. Cards now 3 of 3 at the line as a team here early in the ball game. little over 2 minutes deep, and they're pitching a shutout.
Yeah.
7-0 and looking to add to it, and they do. I think they'll press. What do you think? Here it comes.
Surely not.
They'll run and jump whenever it gets to midcourt. Franklin County broke the pressure without a dribble. Souders cut off on the baseline, left side, throw it back out to Chenault. GRC with the man-to-man defense way out on the floor. Ashford couldn't get the ball. Chenault with a floater in the paint, got the roll. He's a lefty, but he made that with the right, Bob.
Well, he took advantage of the attempted steal out front to take it in for a short floater for their first deuce.
Ashford with a one-hand pass to Gaines. Gaines, ball fake, driving, got to the rim, put it in. Sold it enough. As Ashford cut off of him, Bobby, he sold the fake.
Well, that's what you got. That's why he's a senior and why he's starting.
Out on top, Chenault with the ball between the circle. Left side they go. Trahan, one of their top scorers. Can't get free. Hampton playing physical. Rayshon bumping him. Now Rayshon gets screened, and they're going to call a jump ball. I kind of like that call. J.P. Gaines has been known to get fouls early in the ball game, but that time, Rayshon just turned him loose and said, I need some backside help, and it was there.
Well, he got it, and he tried to drive through two players, and he got tied up.
Broyles into the game for Franklin County. Lob it out on top with the ball Redden, left side to Souder, straight away to Chenault. 5 minutes to go in this opening quarter, GRC up 10-2. Ashford out on top on Chenault, screen down. Broyles, first touch of the ball. That's a second block by Gay. They throw the length of the floor. He got it at the other end.
Well, just he got the deflection and then was the recipient of a pass from across midcourt.
Redden got open as there was some miscommunication trying to get back down the floor, and rarely will you see a GRC team beaten down the floor. 12-4, Cards lead. We'll be back after this brief message.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, 606-780-1387. I know you're tired of the overwhelming Medicare phone calls and mailers. Joe Nameless does not know Medicare, but we do. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a no-cost or obligation review. Call us at 606-780-1387.
George Rogers Clark Cardinals with a 12-4 lead here in boys basketball. A little over 4.5 to play in this opening quarter. 2-1-2, full court trap by Franklin County. Cards beat it. Hampton throws it baseline quickly to Gaines. Drop it to Gay. He missed at the rim. Trahan with a rebound. Checking over his shoulder as Ashford checks him in the front court. Whips the pass over to Souder. He bluffs the shot, drives it on the baseline, missed it. Ashford with a run out, 2-on-2, took contact, but put it in.
Yeah, gathered himself during the taking of that contact to lay it in.
Quickly, the other way, Trahan, Euro step, drop it to Redden. He stripped, and here's Ashford with a steal. 4 turnovers by Franklin County. Rayshon Hampton bluffed a 3, out to Ashford. He's open, he'll step into
two.
It, and hit it.
17-4, Cards with a timeout on the floor at the 3:48 mark.
9 points in the quarter for GRC. Right now, we'll take a full timeout. Back in 1 minute.
We live with you, grow up with you, and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Five Cardinals have scored in this game. 9 of the points go to Malachi Ashford sporting a headband tonight. You like that headband, Bobby?
If it leads to this, I sure do.
Wear it every game.
Yes, sir.
Maybe that's a luck charm right there.
Well, he's got it going.
He's got skill and luck, yeah. Here's a steal by Gaines, his second of the game. Took it away from Broyles. Off to Ashford, left of the circle. Straight away to Gay. Montez thought about a three, back to Ashford. Malachi puts it on the floor. Man-to-man by Franklin County. Broyles, much taller guy, 6'1", out there on the 5'9". Ashford, Malachi got by him. Fed Rayshon Hampton.
Yep.
Three ball, good, from the right baseline.
He was waiting on that shot. Got it.
Quickly the other way. Gaines blocks Redden, and then Redden got it back and put it in. 20-6, GRC with the ball and the lead. Hampton over to Morrison, straight away now to Ashford. Ashford brings Chenault with him, left-hand dribble, kick it out to Gaines, ball fake on a three, return it, good ball movement. Cards moving it quickly. Back to Ashford, bluff to three, got inside the circle, Gaines with a ball fake. Guys using baseline well, and Morrison got the bucket.
Morrison slashed to the basket from the other side of the lane and got the pass from the baseline.
Gaines had an option, Bobby. It was
sure
a bank
did.
Shot or Morrison.
Yeah.
Either one was money.
It certainly was.
Spinning, Redden in the paint, put it up and in. Nice individual move by the 6'4 post player. He's got six of the Franklin County Flyer, eight. Approaching 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, Cardinals with a ball and a 22-8 lead. Hampton, touch pass to Gay, to Gaines. Down on the baseline, ball fake in the paint, put it up, and he'll go to the line. Dury Trahan, a senior guard, one of the top players, picks up the foul. That's his first. Team third. J.P. Gaines will go to the free throw line. Gaines on the season, inching up closer to that double-digit average in scoring. He pulls down 6 rebounds a game, 8.5 points. This free throw comes off.
A scintillating start for the Cards with 22 points here in only 6 minutes. They have flat been alert and ready to go tonight.
6'2" Maddox Campbell, a junior, checks in for the Cardinals. Montez Gay gets a breather. Gaines' second free throw is good. Cardinals as a team now, 5 of 6 at the line. By making that free throw, it allows them to set the press. It's token man-to-man as Ashford on Chenault, just putting enough pressure to make Chenault have to bring it up and worry about him. He gets into the front court, fires a pass on the baseline. Broyles catch and shoot three. Had a good look, missed a shot. Campbell kept it alive, and Gaines pulls it away. Flyers 0-for-3 from behind the arc as Hampton fires it in the front court. Morrison's going to run it baseline left side, and Trahan, who had just picked up a foul, got a back tip deflection there. Cards with a ball underneath their goal.
Yeah, he could have got a second there, but didn't, and GRC ball.
Hampton floats it into Gaines. Ball fake, and again, got to the rim, missed the reverse layup. Maddox Campbell had the rebound offensive board, and they took it from his hands, but it's out of bounds, and Cards get it back.
Heck of a play that time by JP. He went for the reverse under the basket, and it just slid off the rim. He felt bad about it, but certainly a good effort.
So now Eli Craig checks in. Breland Morrison gets a breather. Cardinals have Campbell, Craig, Hampton, Gaines, and Ashford on the floor. Rashawn trying to get open. Bounce pass, and they threw it at his feet. Cards turn it over. Their second miscue of this game. Inside a minute and a half to go here in the first.
Trying to get that clever under the basket layup off the inbounds pass, but the pass was a little errant.
Chenault, a junior guard, brings it up. He and Ashford, good matchup there. They're about the same size. Floats a pass over to Broyles. Fires it baseline. Three ball on the way. That's good. And Xavier Taylor gets the first three of the game.
Got a nice pass from the top.
Ashford double teamed as he crosses midcourt to Craig. Skip it right side to Hampton. Rashawn looks up the clock. It's inside of a minute. He goes one-on-one with Broyles.
Wow.
Split the defense, flipped it up, didn't get the roll. Taylor got the rebound, and Ashford nearly got another steal.
Spun his way through that double team for a wide-open layup, but it was just a tad strong.
Broyles Lost it, got it back, throw it to Trahan. Craig on him. Eli Craig not giving anything. Trahan, a lot of posturing, puts up a shot, and Eli got him at the left elbow, on his left elbow. Craig with a foul, and as public address said, his first team first. Trahan will go the line. Not much on this Flyer team.
Right.
Bobby, we had a small sample size out of 20 games played. Five have been reported. We can say Trahan's a 13-point-per-game scorer in those five that were reported.
That's all we can do is sort of give you an idea of what they have averaged here through a quarter of their games reported. That's a small sample size at this stage.
Coach Cook standing in front of his bench as Trahan goes one of two, and the Flyers are going to press. Clock rolling here in the first quarter, 27 and counting. Here's Gaines driving in, got to the foul line, fed Campbell, took contact, didn't finish. Trahan got the rebound, and Coach Cook irritated with that. Trahan driving in. He throws up a shot, altered there by Campbell. Rashawn Hampton, bounce pass to Craig, reverse layup, good.
Guards on the run, but here comes the other team.
Gaines got a steal, and we've got a foul called. Rashawn Hampton picks up his first, team second, stops the clock with 6 seconds to play. Cards with a 25-12 lead. Coming into play, it's Chenault. He lost it, got it back. Heaves a desperation attempt that is an air ball, and the first quarter comes to an end. Cardinals scoring a lot of points. Six players have scored, and the total is 25. Cards 25, Franklin County 12. Second quarter play coming your way. Back in 1 minute.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained. The staff is wonderful and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Boys high school basketball here at the GRC Arena. The Cardinals, George Rogers Clark 25, Franklin County Flyers 12. Bobby, we were talking off mic. The energy's good for GRC, but Franklin County, don't tell them that they're doubled up. They're playing hard.
They're playing hard. They beat the Cards down court after a made basket on one occasion, so they're going to stay in this thing as long and as hard as they can.
New players in for Franklin County coming in. Caius White, he is a 5'11 junior. For GRC, Montez Gay returns. He joins Rashawn Hampton, Eli Craig, Maddox Campbell, and Breland Morrison in there. So no Malachi Ashford, and Rashawn will run the point. Double high stack. Driving in, Hampton got to the rim, short-armed it. Trahan with a rebound. Trahan, middle of the floor, crosses over. Craig cut him off at the foul line. Here's a shot put up by White. His first touch of the ball, he missed a three. Maddox Campbell, the rebound, drives it in the front court with a pass to Hampton. Rashawn double-teamed and wanted to skip the pass, and they call him for traveling. The momentum just got him on the double-team.
Well, it did. They got that ball down the sideline instead of getting it to the middle, and that limits your options.
Trahan, right of the circle, crosses over, got a step on the defense, flipped it up, missed it. Campbell with his third rebound off to Hampton. Left side, Morrison. On the baseline, put it up and in. I thought he double dribbled. It was late. It was a late whistle, but he got it. Coach Cook knew it. He was just trying to trying to say the basket's in, you can't take it away from him.
Well, I'm sure Coach Bergeron might have said something there.
He hasn't moved on the bench.
Yeah, but he might have said something that if he's, yeah. Is that a wall?
He's got his thumbs up, yeah. Yeah. Like you got it right, man. We played a minute in the second quarter. Cards with a big lead. Run and jump on Franklin County. Redden, top of the key, three.
Yeah.
Made it. Closing out on him was Campbell, but he got there late.
Yeah.
Montez Gay with a mid-range jumper. I like that one, Bobby. Yeah. Stop and pop from 15.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. You got to take advantage of your open shot opportunities on balance.
White's going to shoot another one. He missed an 18-footer right baseline. Gay with a rebound. Montez in a hurry. They don't stop the ball. He got to the rim, put it up and in. Dribbled all the way down the floor with his left hand, changed over, finished at the right.
Took it strong. He saw the opening and shot the gap.
Montez Gay will go to the free throw line. Eli Craig comes out as well as Maddox Campbell. Hampton Taylor with his first action checks in. J.P. Gaines returns as well. And we've got at the free throw line Montez Gay. He'll go there, not a Cardinal one on the foul line. Foul lane, I should say. Gay makes the free throw and completes a three-point play. 11 of the 30 for the Cardinal points in fast breaks.
Yeah, they've been extremely alert defensively and have made the Flyers pay.
Franklin County moving the ball quickly against this run and jump. They get it high post to Redden. Redden's had the hot hand, but he draws a crowd. They skip it out. Right side of the circle. White, no look pass to Redden. Fade away 12-footer, shot it short. Ashford with the rebound. Lead pass to Gaines, who had released. Finds Morrison, put it in. JP saved it. Morrison finished it.
Had the presence of mind to see where his following was and was able to get the pass to him.
Redden goes left side to Trahan. Split to double team, but it's stolen away by Ashford. Lead pass to Gaines. Euro step.
Wow.
Finished with a reverse layup.
Guards on fire defensively and turning it into fast break points.
Gaines with 5 points in the game. Couple of rebounds, and now Trahan turns it over. And Coach Bergeron sends in a couple of other players, and he's still sitting on the bench, but rubbing his brow and congratulating his players coming off the floor. He comes in with more size. He brings back in a very tall number 12, Xavier Taylor. That may have been why there's a...
Could be.
Now they've got Xavier Taylor in here, but they've got him listed at 5'10". Bobby, that guy's 6'5". If he's looking eye to eye with Montez Gay.
Yeah, he's... pretty tall fella.
Maybe he grew quick while he was
well,
here.
Well, yeah, huh? That's what you call it.
Drank some ale 8.
He spurted.
He got him some ale 8 and it just shot him up there. Back to the basketball and off that foolishness. Ashford in trouble. Ran into a double team. Too much dribbling. Cards turn it over. 2-on-1. Wide at the rim. Contact, no call. Trailing the play is Xavier, and his floater goes up and in.
Broyles,
Xavier Taylor.
Yeah, Broyles with an alert pass to Taylor coming down the lane after he got that missed shot.
Cards doubling up. Franklin County 17-34. Ashford dances out with the ball, still dribbling between the circle. Left side, Gaines has it. Middle of the lane's open. They spread the floor. Hampton screens down. Here's Montez Gay, but it's a 25-footer. That's good by Ashford. His second three.
Malachi sized up the opposition and said, I'm going to turn it loose.
3 of 4 shooting behind the arc is the Cards as they open up this 20-point lead. Driving in, shovel pass. Souders over to Xavier Taylor, and he's got back-to-back buckets. Coming quickly, Cardinals, Ashford in a hurry. Lost the ball, picked up by Morrison, and they're calling traveling again. Probably a late whistle, and Coach Cook with a coy grin on his face. Guys got to get with us here.
Yeah.
We're going to play fast. You blow the whistle fast. You got to get with us. Bringing the ball up, White. He's had it twice. He shot it twice. This time they steal it. Gaines with a steal. Ashford at the rim. He ball faked White. Thought he would fly by, but White held his ground and then fouled him.
That is his first.
You see these guys coming in, man. I mean, White's been an energy guy, but he's had the ball three times, shot it twice, and had it picked.
Yeah, they...
And then fouled.
Well, one thing about it.
Trying hard.
Yeah, they're playing quick and playing hard.
Ashford, who opened the game making two free throws on a technical, missed that one. Hampton Taylor out. Rashawn Hampton comes back in. Rashawn brings with him 5 points, a rebound, and a steal as Malachi Ashford got that one to go in. Bobby willed it in. I could hear him.
Yeah, that one was trying to crawl out. And
they
I
wanted
said,
to.
No way.
No way. High post pass to the senior driving in. That's a nice double pump. Gavin Hurst. His first touch of the ball in the game, and he makes it. 3:45 to play here before halftime. Cardinals with a 38-21 lead on the Flyers. Bobby's got a message.
Put the unbeatable combination of power and utility to work with a New Holland Power Star Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. In five models, from 65 to 100 PPO horsepower, a PowerStar tractor handles jobs in the backfield, barnyard, and everywhere in between. Best-in-class cab visibility and outstanding comfort will increase your productivity. Choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your daily needs. Stop by Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling soon.
Cardinals will have the basketball after that 30-second timeout. Here comes Franklin County with a little bit of pressure. Cards have Gay, Gaines, Hampton, Morrison, and with the ball, Ashford. Left side on the baseline, Breland Morrison. He's got a mismatch. He took him to the rim. Knowing the mismatch was there, Gavin Hurst at 5'8", couldn't match 6'3", so he just pushed him.
He laid that shoulder in him and drew the foul without question, and Rashawn didn't quite have enough to get it over the rim.
Well, that's an odd-looking shot, but it goes in. Morrison's free throw hit the front of the rim, went straight up and straight down.
That one had enough, as did that one.
Yeah, he's got 8 points in the game. A silent eight. Breland's one of those kind of guys. You look at his line score, he'll drop 15 to 18 on you, and you're kind of like, I knew he was good, but he scored that much. Taylor, man, he's been instant offense for Franklin County. After getting the start and being put on the bench, he's come back with 6 points in the quarter. Approaching 3 minutes to go before halftime. Ashford, a lot of dribbling. Throws it on the baseline. Gaines quickly in there to Hampton. Rashawn put it up and in. Second assist by Gaines and Morrison at the rim.
Yeah, quick ball fake was just enough to get the space.
Still feeling it is Taylor, but a block shot by Montez Gay. His third loose ball picked up by the smallest guy on the floor, Gavin Hurst. Taylor got it, put it up. Gaines rejects Taylor's shot and then helps him up off the floor as JP put him there. First foul on Gaines, first on the Cardinals here in this second quarter of play.
Gaines, that is his first, team first.
It'll put at the free throw line Xavier Taylor. Again, it's something's got to be, that technical's got to be with that uniform. They've got this guy listed 5'10 on both programs I have. So we're calling him Xavier Taylor anyway. Broyles comes out. Broyles, a junior at 6'1". He comes out and Drury Trahan back in. Both free throws made by Taylor. He's got 11 of the 25 Franklin County points. Ashford angles off to the left in the front court. Hands it off to Morrison. Right side quickly. Rashawn catch and shoot three. Well, he doesn't need much daylight.
And he catches it knowing what he's going to do when he receives it. But pass was where it needed to be.
Third steal by J.P. Gaines. Over to Hampton. Step back three. That one short. Gaines with another rebound. Put it up in the paint, front of the rim, not there, kept alive. Morrison battling, coming away, Franklin County.
Cards active.
Chenault goes to Hurst, right side, ball fake. Souders with a three, that's good. Souders played one game that was reported and had 17 points. He's got his first of the night here, a three-pointer.
He nailed it, trimming the lead to 17 here.
Chenault all over Malachi Ashford. He goes to Hampton, return it to Ashford. Chenault still challenging Malachi. Ashford gets it out to Breland Morrison. Morrison top of the key. Again, he's got that mismatch. They can't find him. Here's Ashford's three that's shot short. J.P. Gaines on the weak side thought he had the rebound. Coming away is Franklin County. Loose ball. Ashford's got it. Wants to throw it long. Can't do it. Turnover. Here we go. With the Cards finally stealing it. 2-on-1. Lob pass. Ashford to Gaines. Back to Ashford. Won't go. Morrison followed. Yes.
Get it up on the board and let your bigs go get it.
Morrison in this ball game scoring well. Float a pass in the front court. Trahan in no man's land. Throws a nice diagonal pass. Shot put up. Blocked by Gay. His fourth. To Gaines, long pass to Hampton at the rim, put it in.
Boy, just a 50-foot diagonal pass to a streaking Hampton for the deuce.
Just when Franklin, here's a fifth steal by Gaines. Shovel it over to Hampton, to Ashford, got it in. Gaines with five steals, four rebounds, and the Cards converting those into points. Double team in the backcourt. Trahan straddles the line, throws it over. Long three by Souders. Shot it short. Gay got the rebound, throws it long. Here's Hampton. Jump stop broken up by Chenault. A lot of contact, no call. Shot put up, not there. Tipped around, and Gavin Hurst has it. 10 seconds on the clock. Hurst in a hurry. Ashford all over him. Gone to Trahan, driving in. Shovels it off. Shuffling his feet, no call, and Taylor put it up and in. He had a wonderful second quarter. Horn sounds and the second quarter comes to an end. We played half of this ball game and the Cards scoring at a torrid clip. GRC with 51 points here at halftime and they lead 51-30 over Franklin County. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. We will step aside for a 2-minute break. We come back. Halftime show that will include game scoring stats and summary. All that coming up. Right here on WWKY Back in Two.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say, it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
This is Dr. Barry Williams, licensed pediatrician and director for Sterling Healthcare's school-based health program, serving more than 11,000 students and staff members in schools throughout Montgomery, Powell, Bourbon, and Nicholas counties. Along with coordinator Casey Razor and our team of talented professionals, we are honored to work alongside educators and school staff in these schools to provide added peace of mind about your child's well-being at school. Sterling Healthcare, we're here and at school for your family.
Cardinals lead here at halftime by a score of 51-30 over Franklin County. GRC scored 25 points in the first quarter, did better than that in the second, but GRC playing very, very fast and very, very strong. We'll take another 1-minute break. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
Cardinals lead here at halftime by a score 51-30. As I mentioned before we went to the break, Cardinals scored 25 in the first quarter. They bettered that in the second quarter. Bobby, they've had seven players score in this ball game and playing strong.
Well, playing strong. They've not only started off with a 2 points on a technical before the game started, but man, they really took off offensively, due in large part to their defense, because their defense was sparkling, scintillating, and once they got out on the break, it's just like everybody knew where his partner was going to be on the floor and teammate, and they passed it well and missed four or five shots at point blank range despite that, scoring 51 points. And yet you got to hand it to Franklin County. The Cards scored 26 that second quarter, but not to be outdone, the Flyers got 18 in that quarter due to some outstanding offensive play themselves.
The Flyers, you know, you look up the scoreboard, it's hard to believe they're down 21. They matched the pace of play. They just didn't finish at the rim like GRC did. And, again, 10 turnovers by Franklin County. You know, we've played teams, they've turned it over almost that much in a quarter. But like you were saying, Bobby, they've turned those 10 turnovers into 19 points. So 19 fast break points. Another 10 turnovers, Malachi Ashford and J.P. Gaines responsible for 8 of them.
Yeah, they have really, really been alert. It's like a light switch went off.
Yeah.
And they, if they can keep this type of collective focus, they're going to be tough to deal with as we enter February and get into district tournament and regional tournament time.
When you get 8 turnovers by 2 players, one of them being on the ball, the other guy challenging the passing lanes, it's really worked well for the Cardinals. Looking at some of the team numbers in this game, GRC shooting that ball very well. They made 4 of their first 5 three-point shots. They ended up 4 of 7. For the first half of play, from behind the arc, Franklin County, 3 of 10. Mentioned 10 turnovers by the Flyers. The Cards, they turned it over 6 times. It's Franklin County with a 4-2 edge in second chance scoring, but that can be a misnomer. Cards just haven't missed many shots. As far as fast break scoring, it's a 19-2 edge for GRC. At the foul line, the Cardinals with a 9 of 11 shooting, Franklin County, 3 of 4. So if you look right there, you got 25 points difference at the foul line and then fast break scoring. That's a big, big difference. That's the score in the game.
Well, and the 21-point deficit, that bespeaks it all.
Yeah, sure does. Foul line and fast breaks for the Cardinals have led to this 21-point lead at halftime. Individually for both teams, it's Xavier Taylor. He had a really good second quarter. He had 10 in the quarter, 13 in the first half. 9 points for Broderick Redden. You also have in scoring in the game 3 points by Noah Souders, 2 points each for Gavin Hurst and Andre Chenault, 1 point for Dury Trahan, Caius White, and also Tyler Broyles played but failed to score. For the Cardinals of GRC, 3 players in double figures in the first half. 13 points scored by Malachi Ashford in this ball game. He also had four steals. You got 12 points for Breland Morrison, played fantastic running the floor, and 10 points for Rashawn Hampton on a couple of threes. Other scoring, Montez Gay was 7 points and four block shots. J.P. Gaines, 5 points, four steals. He's doing his share as well on the offensive glass. Other scoring for the Cardinals, 2 points for Eli Craig. Maddox Campbell and Hampton Taylor both played but failed to score. Again, a halftime score of 51-30. GRC leading Franklin County. The Flyers back out on the floor as the Cards emerge the locker room. Before we go to this final break, I do want to remind we've got a doubleheader tomorrow. This will be at Paris High School, correct?
Paris High School. We will start off with the girls' action at 6 p.m., followed by the boys at approximately 7:30. GRC Cardinals versus Paris Greyhounds.
So this is a game that will be played Wednesday. No Cardinal connection. This will be a snow day makeup game, and we'll be bringing it to you on Wednesday evening. More about that at the end of the ball game. Right now, let's take our final one-minute break. When Bobby and I return, we'll have second-half play coming your way right here on WWKY.
Country Time Motors is the home of great cars, SUVs, and trucks. For the past 2 years in a row, Country Time Motors was voted the best car dealer in Clark County in the Winchester Sun Reader's Choice Awards. It's good to have a friend in the car business. See Larry Oldham and the crew at Country Time Motors. Experience the Country Time way for yourself. Country Time Motors, off the Maple Expressway, exit 96 off I-64. CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Final seconds waning here before the horn sounds. Cardinals GRC leading 51-30 over Franklin County. The Flyers out on the floor ready to go. The GRC now breaking huddle with head coach Josh Cook. And we'll see how this Cardinal team responds. Again, 51 points in the first half of play. They've played up to a 21-point lead. Some of the differences in the scoring, as Bobby and I detailed at halftime, 9 of 11 shooting at the foul line for the Cardinals, 3 of 4 for Franklin County. 19-2 edge for GRC in fast break scoring. That adds up to the lead that GRC has. Franklin County lost it. Ashford took it away immediately, and Hampton scores.
Ashford with the pilfer, and then he hit the streaking Hampton to the bucket.
Chenault throws it in the front court. Souter skip it right side. Trahan, three-point shot. Missed badly, coming away with a rebound. Montez Gay. Montez, two-hand pass in the front court that Breland Morrison sees depart his hands as Trahan trying to hustle back and knock it away. Coach Bergeron, we mentioned, sitting on the bench, and first-year coach for Franklin County, technical fouls will do that. He evidently, it was a book and a uniform reporting thing. It was nothing egregious or bad behavior by bench or player. Hampton shoots a three right baseline. Put that one down. He has hit three three-point shots. He is hitting 46% from behind the arc.
Credit JP for drawing the defense and the kick out to the corner.
Gaines with three assists. Here's a shot by Xavier Taylor. That's missed. Gay calling for it. He gets it. Knocked away, and Chenault took it away. Chenault, three on three, driving. He's not giving it up. And good reason, he puts it up and in at the basket. He wasn't giving that one up.
No.
Quickly in the front court, Cardinals have it. Hampton throws it back to Ashford, trailing the play. Got in the paint, puts it up. Contested shot, and Malachi got it in. 15 in the game for him. High-scoring output, more points for Malachi than he's had in the last four games individually.
58-32 Cards here early in the third.
Trahan, high post to Redden, drop it down. Taylor, no backside help. Yes. Taylor's having a career game tonight. He's got 15.
Got on the backside of that trap and was successful.
Rashawn Hampton feeds J.P. Gaines, shovel it back over to Hampton, draws a double team. Those two guys with a little two-man game as Hampton's step-back three is missed. Breland Morrison power dribbled, put it up, and draws a foul. So he was on the weak side and got a nice rebound. He was just pinned under the goal, but I like that power dribble. Normally you say keep it above your head, but when you're under the backboard, get space.
Well, you have to get space enough to get it up on the board, and he was able to do that and fight through the contact to draw the two-shot foul.
Exactly, and here's Morrison at the line. Breland in this ball game, 2 for 2 at the stripe, and he puts this one in. What a nice player this senior is. Just a really welcome addition to this club, as he is averaging 5 rebounds per ball game, and he's been steady at 13 points per game. That has not deviated much the entire season.
Not at all.
He makes both free throws here. He's got 14 in the game already, and he's about hit his rebound average. We're still in the third quarter. Knocked away. Gaines with another steal. He and Ashford, they have 10 of the 12 turnovers created by the Cardinals.
Quick hands.
Been very active in this game.
Quick hands, that pass was into the middle, and deflection central tonight for GRC's quick-handed players.
Cards get it back after the foul. Big 26-point lead. Ashford, he got by Trahan, and Trahan trying to hold his hand as he got to the baseline.
Yeah, he beat him to the basket, put it in, but the foul on the floor. Cards ball underneath its own basket, out of bounds.
Trying to inbound the ball. Ashford looking, finds Maddox Campbell, who has checked in for Montez Gay. Rashawn Hampton split a double team, got to the rim, couldn't finish with the right hand on the blow-by move. Broyles, who checked in after the foul, drives it down. Maddox Campbell protected the rim, altered the shot. It's a miss. Morrison tried to hit Rashawn Hampton in the front court. It goes out of bounds. It's up in the stands, and the official making sure that guy's nachos are safe.
Well, he couldn't quite gather himself for that pass down the sideline, and went out of bounds, but GRC ball nonetheless.
Right in the mix of some hungry fans. Gaines got fouled from behind. No call. He turned it over, and they throw it in the front court. Redden tried to finish. Didn't do it. Missed his own shot on a follow. Another rebound by Campbell. Maddox lead pass to Morrison. It rolled off the rim. Gaines kept it alive. Breland put it up and in. 2-on-2. Gaines and Morrison win the battle.
Xavier Traylor just comes out of there shaking his head. Says, what can I do?
Redden with a backdoor cut to Taylor, who puts it up and in. Again, he's having a career night. He's got 17 in the game. We don't know where he came from. He cost him 2 points to begin the game, I believe, but he's been money for him. No look pass. Campbell couldn't finish. Tipped up and in by Morrison.
Weak sideboard there. Just took it and put it back in.
18 in the game for Breland Morrison. Cards playing a little run and jump out of a zone. Broyles, he drives the baseline and banked it in.
Well, he stopped and popped in space and was able to use the backboard for the deuce.
Throw it near front court. Morrison, skip it right side. Rashawn with Redden flying at him, drains it from the right wing.
Not going to help a thing. He's going to nail it.
Card shooting 6 of 10 from behind the arc. Midway through this third quarter, full timeout called by GRC. We'll step aside. More to come in 1 minute on WWKY.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
Here's Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Region Market President, Citizens Bank of Kentucky.
At Citizens Bank of Kentucky, we believe banking is an experience. We recognize you have a choice when it comes to selecting a banking partner. To our present customers, we are grateful for your business. To those we don't have the privilege of serving, we look forward to earning your trust. We hope to introduce you to a better alternative to reach your life's goals.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, Bullion Boulevard, Winchester. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
George Roger Clark, Cardinal boys team. They've got a 67-38 lead for GRC. Hampton, Ashford, Craig, Taylor, and Gay on the floor for the Cards. Here's Xavier Taylor. He got to the right elbow, throws it on the baseline. Trahan, who's had kind of a tough night, get rid of it. Cards playing a little matchup man right now. Presented some zone. Here's a three from the baseline. Missed. There's a rebound by Rashawn Hampton up to Eli Craig, and that fast break is foiled as Trahan hustled back.
They sure did. He had to step on it to get there for that deflection. Good defensive effort.
Cardinal ball underneath their goal. Hampton to Gay. Montez squares up on the basket, deep on the baseline, backing down Taylor. Good matchup. Guys about the same size. Backdoor cut by Hampton. Taylor put it in. Good assist by Gay. Taylor at the rim.
Well, Montez was patient. He waited and waited and waited and weaved and bobbed and then bounced the pass at the perfect time to Hampton for the deuce.
It's a good thing Taylor, he, like you said, he realized when to cut.
That's it.
Franklin County Flyers run the weave out on top. A lot of dribbling usually doesn't amount to anything good. And there's a turnover. Ashford, lead pass to Gay. Two-hand, roll it in at the rim. Montez with nine in the game.
And
going the other way, you got a dunk up there by Taylor. Again, he's having a career night for the Flyers. Deep in the corner, Craig lets the three fly off the rim. Hamp Taylor with a rebound. It's sent back at him. There's drop it down into Craig from Hampton. Eli can't finish at the rim. Didn't use the board. Had a much bigger red on him. Stop and pop. Souders from three. Hit it on the right wing.
That makes the deficit a mere 28. 71 GRC, 43 Franklin. 2 minutes left in the third.
Gay in the front court. Angles off to the right. Brings Broyles with him. Backdoor cut. Here's Hampton tried to get to the rim as Trahan was trailing the play. And a whole new five coming in for the Flyers. All these guys have played before with the exception of number 10 who's checking in, Zachary Perry. Cards are bringing in. Breland Morrison returns. Montez Gay gets a breather. It'll be Cards ball underneath their goal.
And for Clark County, Breland Morrison.
Rashawn Hampton calling for it. Ashford floats it out. Rashawn's got it in a hurry, driving, throws up the leaner. They're actually a fadeaway, and it's off, and Franklin County going the other way. Here's Caius White. White pulls it out on the dribble. Kind of had a rough first half.
He did.
And there's a guy, Chenault, who's set a lot of minutes. Don't understand, but he was on the bench most of this third quarter. White still struggling as he gets in the lane. Shaky ball handling. Shot put up and missed as Hampton Taylor was trying to help double-team White. But John Griffin will go to the line. Griffin, a big guy.
Well, and Griffin beat him to the ball on the floor. And as he went up, Hampton got him. But good effort on both sides.
Griffin makes the free throw and... yeah, don't know where this guy's been. 6'5", 180, a senior. Looks like he can play ball. But yeah. This is his first action of the game.
Yeah, we only had him for a three-point-per-game average here.
He's one of those airport guys. You see him getting off the plane, you think, wow, they got some players. Ashford, guarded there by Chenault. Reverse dribble, puts it between his legs, brings it out. Chenault all over him, trying to beat him to the spot. Malachi runs it over to Hampton. Three ball. Good.
After a ball fake to the deep corner, he still takes it up and nails it.
Rashawn's hit 5 3-pointers in this game, 21 points total. He's inching and inching ever so closely to a 20-point-per-game average. He turns White on the dribble and then blocks White's shot. Triggers a break to Morrison. Driving, shooting, dunking the other end.
Cards up by 32, 76-44.
Back the other way, Franklin County missed at the rim. Coming away with it, Eli Craig. He throws it in the front court over to Hampton. Another three, not this time. Off the back iron, long rebound comes out. Zach Perry cradles it, his first touch of the ball. To White, his three in rhythm won't go down. Breland Morrison got a rebound. He leads the break and throws it a little energetic as he was waiting for those afterburners of Eli Craig to kick in.
Well, he might have seen a cheerleader up there. He wanted to pass that one, too.
That's where it ended up.
Little errant, but certainly running the floor. Vicious rebound, and he came out of there on a tear.
10 seconds to play here in the third. Franklin County with the ball. Gavin Hurst puts up the shot, and they bailed him out. Smallest guy on the floor. He tried an up and under after he pivoted around, and Hamp Taylor gets that one, his second in this quarter, team second as well.
If you do enough posturing, every now and then you're going to get a good call.
Well, he got in the paint, and he was in no man's land.
Yeah.
Free throw is missed by Gavin Hurst. 5'8 senior. Hamp Taylor comes out. J.P. Gaines returns. Montez Gay in. Breland Morrison out. Morrison having a wonderful game. He's got 20. Hampton's got 21. Another free throw. Hurst. Missed them both. Montez Gay with a rebound. Clock at 3 seconds. In a hurry. Lets it fly. And bank shot comes off the rim. But a good three quarters of basketball. The Cardinals continue that pace. They're on that pace. They've got 76 points after three quarters. 76-44, Cardinals lead. Bobby and I'll return. Fourth and final quarter coming up right here on WWKY. Back in a minute.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way till 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
I'm rolling a little stones there.
Well, let's bring it.
Well, Bobby, it's been trending. Cards with 76 points in three quarters.
Yeah, 25, 26, and 25, respectively.
GRC with the ball to begin this fourth quarter. Gaines, Craig, Morrison, Ashford, and Gay on the floor. Fade away. 10-footer good by Breland Morrison. That was a tough angle. As he was shooting a fadeaway 10 feet on the left baseline, he put it in.
Well, he caught it in an awkward position, but squared himself enough to go up and put that in through the contact.
Morrison's free throw is good. He is 5 of 5 at the free throw line, and the young fellow with 23 points in this ball game.
And there's your 35 points.
Cards up, as Bobby said, 35. 7.5 minutes left in this game, and here's a steal again by J.P. Gaines. He and Malachi Ashford, they have taken away everything except the bus keys. Driving in, Gay missed at the rim. Coming away, Franklin County going the other way. White angles off to the right, takes it baseline. Eli Craig looked over to the bench immediately, knew he didn't beat him to the baseline. Second on Craig, team first of this fourth quarter.
Clock stopped.
White bluffed a three, gets it over, left side. Perry, step back three, that's good. Off the bench, Zachary Perry with a basket.
Ball fake, freed him up for the step to the side and the subsequent tray.
Perry, a young-looking senior, 6'1", they list him at. Cards get it across midcourt. Eli Craig, high post pass to Montez Gay at the foul line. brings it out right of the lane, keeps a dribble. Now to Ashford, man-to-man by Franklin County. Chenault's been all over Malachi, although Ashford had a wonderful first half. He's got 15 in the game total. Morrison, game high, yes, and he adds to the total.
Took that one from midcourt down the left side of the lane and popped it in from 8 feet.
12 in the first half, 13 in the second for Breland Morrison, so his trending is very consistent. Driving in, White, right of the lane, 15-footer, shot it short. Ball batted around, Ashford's got it, cards with numbers. Over to Craig at the rim, put it in.
83-47, cards at the six-minute mark.
Gavin Hurst trying to answer with a runner of his own, and Morrison with the rebounded miss. Breland, left side, goes all the way down. Over to Craig, can he do it? No, not this time. Missed the three, going away with it. Here's Franklin County, 2-on-2. White rolled it up and put it in. He baited Gay with a pass and then flipped it up and made the circus shot. Gay with a foul, his first, team second.
And it's his first, team second.
So they're going to give the basket to White. And Cardinals with some sub action. It's Maddox Campbell in, and Breland Morrison takes his 25 points and his double-double performance. Missed free throw by White. Gaines with a rebound. Now Ashford will walk it up. A little over 5.5 to play in this game. Cards with a big lead. Ashford, blow by Moo. Got to the rim. Not there. Tipped by Campbell. Timed beautifully. Couldn't get it to go. Broyles, left-hand dribble. Whips it on the baseline. White. Double pump, and again, they just bailed him out. He didn't have a thing. He went airborne, and when you leave your feet, he had nothing to do but turn it over or shoot it.
Release that ball under the net.
JP got the ball, got the foul. Yeah, he was.
But he got a call.
He got a call. He missed his last free throw. He's there again, and this one goes in. He has one more free throw coming. 5:13 to play in the game. Cardinals with an 83-50 lead. White makes both free throws.
Franklin County's Trahan to the ball.
Trahan back in. Jury Trahan. 5'9 senior in the backcourt. Here's Gaines driving in. Throws it in the front court. J.P. Gaines trailed the play. Missed it at the rim. Altered by Xavier Taylor. Flyers have the ball. Cards have the big lead. Souders' three-point shot is blocked. Gay has rejected four in this game. Step back three, good by Redden. Redden had nine in the first half. That's his first bucket since. In a hurry, Ashford takes it from Campbell, throws the lob. Gaines slams it down.
Maddox saw him coming in on the baseline, and he laid it up there for him for the slam.
Trahan misses the three, and the ball goes out of bounds, and I think both teams going to take a time for a breather here as the ball is retrieved. Hampton Taylor and J.P. Gaines comes out, gets a round of applause. Not often you get more steals than you have points, and that may be the case with J.P. tonight. He was a defensive stalwart. He and Malachi Ashford, they have just been everywhere. Eli Craig will bring it up. Souders checks him. Craig got a screen. Finds Campbell. Maddox driving at the rim. Missed that one. Taylor tried to keep it alive and coming away with it. Franklin County in the front court. Souders over to Taylor. His three ball on the way. It's missed. Kept alive. Tipped out. Broyles saves it in. Another opportunity. Souders, he likes the three, but he can't get it off. Goes over to Redden with Gay stepping out on him. Throw it down in the paint. Here's Xavier Taylor elevating. Eli Craig did a good job, but it's kicked out to Broyles, and his three is good.
Opportunistic there in the right place.
Quickly the other way. Hamp Taylor got it in. Cards beat him down the floor. Taylor, who thought he had posted up Eli Craig earlier, got beat down the floor, and he picks up the foul. And at the rim, it's Hamp Taylor with the layup and going for an and one here. Taylor with a couple of buckets in the ball game. Chase Pace comes in at the 3:04 mark. Hamp Taylor at the line as the gym gets a little quieter. Free throw on the way. He missed it off the back iron.
If he followed his shot, he might have been able to get that one.
Almost came back to him.
Yeah.
Inside of 3 minutes, pep section. Still cheering for GRC as Trahan runs into a double team. Foul is going to be on Chase Pace. Didn't take him long. He was in the game, and he's in the books. He got a foul. Pace, Craig, Taylor, Campbell, and Ashford on the floor for the Cards. Franklin County with the ball. GRC, a big 31-point lead, and Malachi Ashford with a reach-around foul. That's going to put Franklin County at the foul line. They'll shoot two free throws, and the clock continues to run. 2:15. See how this goes. See if they stop it when it hits his hands. Well, they blew the horn, but it's... Still rolling. So we're... Stopping it at 2:01. I guess it's when they hand the shooter the ball. We've seen it work different ways. Trahan's played a lot of minutes. He's 1 of 3 at the foul line.
And that one was short, as you might expect, having played a lot.
And he missed them both. Maddox Campbell with another rebound for the Cards. Lead pass to Ashford, between the leg dribble, right of the circle, drives the lane. Scoop shot, left hand, not there. Coming away, Redden with a rebound, 3-on-1. Redden all the way down, shoots it up, and Eli Craig with a foul.
Foul is on Craig. That is his third.
Third foul on Craig, and the Card's over the 5-foul limit. Two free throws coming.
Two shots.
As Coach Cook walking the sidelines, getting some JV players ready to come in. Those guys took one on the chin, 44-25. Franklin County won that one. Redden makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. So the Cards with some subs in here, some reserves. Flannery, Cecil, Mullins, Pace, and Craig on the floor. Redden makes them both, and they're going to let another player come in for Franklin.
David Chong back into the ballgame.
Here's Mullins for the Cardinals, driving in over to Pace. Three-point shot missed. Big Flannery kept it alive, couldn't corral it. Flyers have it in the front court. Souders looking for a trailer. Broyles, long three in rhythm. That's good. He's hit a couple of threes all here in the fourth quarter. Lead pass to Pace, and he's going to put it in. Pace with his second bucket on the varsity season. Souder driving right side. Pace got him. Souder couldn't finish at the rim. Pace moving backwards. Cards over the limit. It'll put Souder at the free throw line. This guy's got a heavy knee brace on that left leg. Souder does. He makes the free throw. And Bobby was sketchy in reporting, very scant in the numbers, but he played one game and scored 17 points. Got to wonder if it had something to do with that knee. He's a nice player.
Yeah,
he's got 8 points here in the quarter, 10
no
in the
question.
Game.
Yeah.
Steal by Broyles. He raises and shoots a three. Missed it. Going the other way. Cecil feeds Flannery. He shoots a three. Wedged it. Short. With a rebound. Flyers looking up at the clock in 25 seconds. Perry, a senior. If I'd been him, I'd have shot it. He didn't. He goes to another Cedar. Senior Souder, his fade away from the right baseline, 15 outs missed. Rebound put up and in by Chong. Chong with a rebound put back. And the Cardinals just going to walk it up. They didn't get 100, but it wasn't because they didn't try. You got this running clock. That kind of limited the amount of time they had to get it. GRC wins big here, 89-65 over the Franklin County Flyers. 89-65, again the final. GRC with a 10-game winning streak. They picked up their 20th win here on the home floor tonight. 2-minute break when we come back. Post-game show coming up after these messages.
Wellness is a choice. So when moments matter, you need compassionate care and clinical experience that's close to home. Choose Clark Regional Medical Center. From emergency care to welcoming your newest family member, Clark is here. Here for you, your family, and your community. So choose caregivers who will see you as family. Choose treatment you can rely on. Clark knows you have a choice. Choose well. See what makes Clark the right choice for you at clarkregional.org.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs and activities for all ages. From youth programming to adult fitness to aquatics, they have something of interest for everyone. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs that enhance the health, wellness, and quality of life. Check them out on Facebook or on their website at winchesterparksandrec.org.
Traditional Bank loves helping people who help others. We work with nonprofits to simplify business banking and get you back to your purpose. With tight budgets and staff who wear multiple hats, nonprofits have unique banking needs. Our business bankers can help streamline processes, deliver deposit solutions, and provide training and support every step of the way. We're making nonprofit banking easier so you can focus on meeting your mission. Start your partnership with Traditional Bank today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, the Cardinals win big here tonight, 89-65, and quite frankly, Bobby, Franklin County, they ran with GRC, but sometimes you meet your match, and you know, when you run with the Cardinals, you better get your shoes laced up. But this is a 13-win Franklin County team. They've got 7 wins within the region. They've got a 4-2 record in their district. I mean, 89-65 to win like that over this team. It, good game for GRC. I'm almost perfect.
Good heavens, they got up to over a 35-point lead here early in the fourth quarter, and it was because of their stifling and very, very active defense. And when they got on the offensive set, they were just a step quicker and a bit sharper from the get-go than the visiting Flyers. And they were incredibly consistent with their scoring 25 points first quarter, 26 in the second, 25 in the third. And then before this running clock took place, they were on pace for 100, wound up with 89. But gee whiz, they were just on point tonight, offensively, defensively, locked in, played well together, and tip of the hat to the GRC Cards this evening because they sure brought it on this varsity end.
Sure did. JV lost as 44-25, but the Cardinal varsity team, they pick up the big win, 89-65. That's 10 wins in a row for GRC. They've only lost one game on the season, so they kind of hit that. They won 10 in a row, had a loss. Now they won 10 in a row again. So Cardinals continue with their march into trying to defend 4 region titles and doing very well at it right now. Cardinals pick up their 37th straight win here on the GRC home floor at the arena. Coach Cook gets his 210th victory as a Cardinal head coach. Again, 89-65 is the score in the final. Looking at some of the team numbers in this ball game, the Cardinals go 7 of 17 from three-point shooting. Actually, they made 4 of their first 5, so they came back down a little bit to reality, but still very good 7 of 17 shooting. 7 of 22, that's the number of three-point shooting for Franklin County. Turnovers in the game, 14 by the Flyers, 10 for the Cardinals. Second chance scoring, Franklin County had an 11-6 edge there. Second chance scoring fast break scoring, transition points 29-8 in favor of GRC in that area. 12 of 15 at the foul line for the Cards, 10 of 17 shooting free throws for the Flyers. Looking at the individual scoring that's coming up, Bobby, we never lost the lead. Got like you said, it was just a balance. They got points in every quarter almost to the point.
Well, they were up 8-0 before the Flyers were able to score, and at the end of the first quarter had doubled the score, 25-12, and then from that point on it was just a question of how far they were going to extend it before the end of the game, because they were just a little bit quicker, a little bit stronger, a little bit sharper and more efficient tonight, although as we've reiterated, the team they were playing certainly was not chopped liver.
Cardinals had three players in double figures in the first half alone. Individually for Franklin County, 19 points for Xavier Taylor. He had a career night here, 13 in the game, scored by Broderick Redd, and both those guys are 6'5 and 6'6 frontline post players. 10 points in the game for Tyler Broyles. He got most of his in the second half. Looking at 6 points for Noah Souders on a couple of threes, 4 points for Caius White, other scoring, four for Andre Chenault, Zachary Perry with three, and 2 points by a couple of players as had different Flyers score in this game. For the Cardinals of GRC, 25 points in the game for Breland Morrison. His scoring was about as balanced as the Cardinals' scoring in the quarters. Breland got 12 in the first half, 13 in the second half. 21 points for Rashawn Hampton. In the ball game, he hit 5 3-point shots. 15 points for Malachi Ashford, and half a dozen forced turnovers in that game as well for that guard. Cardinals also got 11 points from Montez Gay. He blocked 4 shots in the first half alone. Other scoring for GRC, 5 points for J.P. Gaines. He, like Malachi Ashford, responsible. Those two guys responsible for 12 of the 14 turnovers Franklin County had. Other scoring for the Cards, 4 points for Eli Craig, 4 points for Hamp Taylor. Chase Pace pitched in two. The rest of the Card team played but failed to score. Up here with me, head coach Josh Cook. 10-game winning streak. Bobby and I were talking. You beat a team that's a 13-win team. They're 7-2 in the 11th region, 4-2 in the 41st district. This was a good team. It seemed like they wanted to run with you, but they just couldn't keep pace scoring.
Well, that's something we're trying to get better. Yeah, I mean, they're definitely a good team. They're definitely talented. They're in a very tough district with Great Crossing.
Sure.
But, they're arguably going to be the second seed, so they're going to be in the 11th region tournament. They've played nothing but quality teams. They have talent. They have tradition. They have guys that can play. And, it's a good team. And tonight we wanted to work on we're trying to prove some things to some of our guys. Like, hey, we got 9 games left. Now we're down to 8. How can we get better? Tomorrow's a really important game, obviously, with the district. But the other games, we want to be challenged. We want to make sure we're improving. And tonight I thought we showed that we could change the defense. And, guys, if you will rebound and pass them off the floor, it's amazing. We've been telling them we got to practice that way, but we showed that there's a lot of good things that can happen.
You had a 19-2 edge in fast break scoring in the first half. You had a 9-3 edge in free throw shooting. That led to the big lead. You ended up with a 29-8 edge in fast break scoring. And just to echo and put a buttress under what you just said, if you run the floor and play defense, you're going to get some high percentage shots.
You will. And then continue, even when you don't think you get it initially, if you continue running, what we're trying to teach is it might just come right back around to you, because the hardest thing really – and something we try to work on every day is transition defense. And it's really the last guy down to making sure you communicate in 5. And so we want to use that offensively to our advantage. So we know how hard it is to guard. But sometimes that offensive guy, you got to keep running, don't stop. But sometimes they're like, well, they didn't get it initially, so they'll take a break or light up. When we're trying to teach, keep running, because we are doing a better job of throwing it sideline and hitting guys down the middle.
I think, too, what I saw were bounce passes in the paint. You got guys that are moving without the ball. I think of the Hamp Taylor moving from the left elbow, cutting to the paint. He took a bounce pass from Montez Gay. I think of J.P. Gates throwing that bounce pass to Rashawn Hampton, cutting back door on his guys. They're making the right pass and sharing the ball.
Yeah, and it's got to get better. I mean, we miss some easy shots because, you know, like I'm on to them pretty bad about practice right now because I know how valuable it is. And guys, I mean, you got 3 weeks left. So in practice, sometimes we go through some of those drills, and they, you know, I guess it's a fun drill. We do a lot of fast break drills, and they'll go half speed. And then when you get in a game, like you're getting contested or contact, and if you'll practice, you'll make more of those.
Yeah, I agree with you. We did have some.
Yeah, we had some, and it's just a little bit of contact. And it is, and like, you know, and I love our fans, you know what I mean? But like, I'm sitting there telling them, you know, they're screaming fouls sometimes, and I'm like telling our guys, that's not a foul. Like, you're up 15 or 20. I'm playing you for a purpose to get better. Like,
sure.
You're going to have to play through contact. The official's not going to give you that call when you're in that driver's seat. So you need to be strong, play through contact. And if they practice that way all the time, you know, because everybody wants to score, you're probably going to score a few more points.
Oh, I agree. Take ball, player, and everything to the rim with you. When you got another team out here, Coach. I saw you talking to the Pep Club as you're coming onto the floor. Those guys your buddies?
Yeah, they're buddies. A couple of them play for me, and they're doing good. And they encourage a lot of the right things. They every now and then encourage something I don't want to happen. So, but I have a lot of fun with them. There's a lot of respect, and I'm so glad they're here. I want them to have a unique experience. Somebody asked me about that the other day, and I encourage all the students to get out and be a part of that student section because I'm telling you, 10 years down the road, you'll be glad you did. Yeah. You look back, man, that was a great experience.
You're listening to head coach Josh Cook. His record now, he picked up his 210th win as a GRC head coach. 210 wins versus 46 losses. That is his 325th win as a high school coach in his career. Bobby, we're going to see him again tomorrow.
Yeah, and I was really impressed the way they were locked in from the get-go. Got the first 8 points of the game and were never headed and really looked sharp. Well done, Coach.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm going to be honest. They wasn't locked in early in the locker room, and they listened. I thought
the energy was good when they came out.
It changed because I wanted them to be aware of it because I know my team in that perspective, and I just said, guys, look, you are not ready to play. You're in here kind of being goofy.
Don't tell me teenagers are playful.
No, I know. They really. But I tell them everybody's taking Kentucky. Guys, everybody's got about, you know, 10 games left. Like, everybody's searching. Everybody wants to get to district tournament. Like, find purpose. Like, right now's the time to get better. You got 3 weeks. Leave nothing, turn, you know, whatever that saying is. But be ready to go.
All right. Head coach Josh Cook. And, again, a Pep section favorite. And picking up those wins as a GRC coach. He picked up his 20th win tonight. Thanks, Coach. Cardinals win this one. We'll be back on the air tomorrow night. It'll be a doubleheader. The girls will get things kicked off for us, or tipped off, we should say. They'll tip it off around 6 o'clock. Bobby and I will be there, and the boys' game will follow. We'll be at Paris High School tomorrow night. No Cardinal connection. We'll bring a doubleheader. Bobby, I'll see you then, big guy.
We look forward to it. All right. If you can't get over to Paris, here we'll be.
We'll bring it to you over the electric radio.
That's
right?
WWKY and
streaming on WWKYradio.com.
Worldwide.
For our on-site engineer, Hayes McMakin, back at the station, the producer, Tom Mullen. Thank you, sir. Bobby Baldwin beside me, Joel Bennett. Until tomorrow, I say so long.
Thanks, man.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Fraser Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
Bye.